lessons out of that game, I think, which are the ones that I highlighted for you to the players, but would it be team first more than anything else?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what we've been able to get ourselves back into some type of form and some shape. That's all been about the team care and the team first stuff, and also our defensive stuff, which again tonight, you know, we've held a really attacking side in good conditions to 62 points, I think, so I'm really pleased with that.
The moment so many chipped in, is it what you've been looking for rather than be relying on one or two?
It's a way you've got to be. It just really has to be that way. You can't ever rely on one or two, and as I've said it a couple of times over my time, is that we can't be a one-man team, and we shouldn't be. Whether you've got someone out injured or whether you haven't got someone out injured, you just got to rely on the team and playing your role. And that's what I said to the boys again a couple of times tonight. The crucial part is playing your role at those times when you need to get it right.
One guy that played his role superbly, particularly in the second half, Jarman Impey. Looked like he kept Dowhouse completely under wraps. I think Luke had two touches in the second half. Was that something you mentioned to him at halftime?
Yeah, no, I mean, not so much to Jarman, but together, collectively, the team, because early in the first quarter, he got a bit of ball through the midfield, so it was a bit of midfield responsibility, and then what Jarman was really good. And what Jarman is really good at is that once he concentrates really hard, and he's only a second-year player, if he locks into the task at hand and gets support of the team, well, he can get the job done, but he's still got lots to learn.
That last quarter effort, is that something to what you're aiming to be at, you know, some of your best foot?
Yeah, well, I think that the key part about it is we played a really good team tonight, a really exciting team, and the first quarter was hot pace, and then the game started to slow down a little bit more, and you know, it was played at a frenetic speed early, and then we were able to stay in the game. And that's the sort of game that I think for us is we can actually play that strong four quarters when we're in good nick, and we haven't been in great form. So we've been able to keep ourselves going tonight, and it was a pretty strong performance at the end.
What do you reckon broke it in the end? What do you think broke it so that you could get a run on the
goals? I think persistence. I think that's what it was. We were prepared to stay pretty grubby for a while in the way the game was played, and that's what we're able to do. And we've said a couple of times in the box, let's just hang in there. Let's make sure that we support what we're coaching. And if we do that well, hopefully the boys will work their way through it and get a result.
Just say something again, get rid of the fitness question again.
Tonight?
Finish like that?
Yeah, no, it was, it's a media question. It's not one for us. It's just one that we know that our conditioning's okay, but we just haven't been able to play the way we want to play. Yeah, he's been pretty important. There's no doubt about that. That's stating the obvious, isn't it? But the fact that collectively the midfield team worked better when Ollie's in part of it too. So that's the other part. You know, you go back to, well, Ollie's getting something, or Robbie or Travis or Brad or Hamish. There's a number of them that go through there. They rely on each other a little bit, and that's team. That's what we talk about at the start of the conference. Is if they stick together and play their role together, someone on a night will pop up and do the job that we need to do.
How much better are they getting it working out? Who should step up when another one's being pushed out of the game by the opposition?
Oh, look, I hope they don't even, to a point, I hope they don't realise that's going on. I think they, especially in our team, I hope they more realise what the opposition are doing, whether they're having a player of having influence or whether they're having, they're winning in certain areas of the game against the opposition. So I think that's the key message for us. It's not worry about yourself, worry about what the opposition are doing and then worry about the team. Oh, look, they're all important. We're getting reminded every week how tough the competition is. I've said it all year, and and all the other coaches say it all year, and Luke would say the same tonight. We played two good teams out here tonight. There's 18 good teams now in the competition, and you watch every game and just know that the margins are so small. You're not going to win lots of games of footy. Freo, what they've been able to do is a big tick. Richmond are now on a bit of a run. West Coast are on a bit of a run. That's what I said a couple of weeks ago. If you can get four or five or six, string them together, it's going to be pretty significant at the end of the season.
On that night when you told us it was 7 weeks going well, three that weren't, how much closer are you to getting it towards 9 or 10?
I still think we're a little way. I do still think we're a little bit off it. I think we've still got some stuff to do. When you're getting to 9 and 10, you're talking about four quarters.
Yeah.
We're not quite getting four quarters done the way we'd like. We're playing much better in parts of the game, there's no doubt about that, but we're just not executing for the full four quarters, and that's just a concentration thing.
You've got an idea when Jackson Pango is looking like he might be able to come back?
Oh, look, it'd be a sneaky chance next week, Probably more likely against Carlton, but he'd be a sneaky chance. So we're pretty comfortable and confident that, you know, because the injury wasn't as severe as we thought it looked like on the night, he's a sneaky chance to be back.
Is he another one a bit like, just talking about Ollie, sort of influencing the midfield, helping everyone else play better? He's like that in defence?
Yeah, we hope they all bring something to the team, Harry. That's the key thing. We want them all, when they come into the team, to bring something to the team. You know, if Paddy comes back into the team, or Jackson comes back into the team, or one of the Andrew Moore or Kane Mitchell, you know, played at the Magpies, Brendan Archie. Whenever you bring someone into the team, you want them to all have an influence, so that's important.
What about Polly? He had scans again this week. How did they go?
Yeah, no, we're still really nervous about where Polly's at. I don't think you'll... Here we go. I don't think you'll see Jared Pollock play much footy this year on what we're seeing. So that's the facts. That's the reality of it all, and we're not going to take a risk because it's a dangerous bone to take a risk with. And if there's any doubt, look, I'll go as far as say we'll put a line through Polly very soon after the bye if there's any risk.
So the scans show.
I actually haven't got the report on the scan, so. But that's it. The scans at 6 weeks was to check healing and see what it was looking like, and that will give us some answers about what the next move will be. So, you know, we've done a lot of checking on research on naviculars and stuff, and how's the best way to treat them, and we're just making sure we make a really good decision for the long term here.
What do you think your stocks are like, in terms of where you are? Do you feel that luxury there?
It's not a luxury, Rooch, unfortunately. It's one that you just have to do with the injury that you've got. You've just got to say, okay, this is significant in the scheme of, you know, 8 to 10 years when you talk about a player like Jared Pollack. So, you know, that's not something that's a luxury. It's just something we've got to be very careful of, and we've just got to make sure we'd make a good decision for the long term for Jared Pollack. I'd love to be picking Jared Pollack right now in the team, but, you know, I also want to be able to pick him for the next 6 or 8 years.
But with the depth you've got in that midfield, you don't then have to lean on making a...
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I don't think you can, okay. Even if you don't... My point is, I don't think you've got a... It's no luxury to say you've got... You know, the good thing is Carl Amon's had another game tonight, you know, so Tom Cleary's got another game, Jarman Impey, we've got other... Brendan Archie, those... We've actually got some younger boys, some games of football. That's the good thing, but there's certainly no luxury. It's a simple decision. We can't make a decision based on whether we've got replacements. We've got to make a decision on what's the right thing for Jared Pollack.
In a year like this one, where you say there's 18 good teams and the margins are getting narrow and narrow, is this possibly the one where you don't have to be in the top four?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not even thinking about that part, but the comp's close. But last year showed that. I think last year, if you look back, I mean, ourselves and Kangaroos finished 5th and 6th, so you don't. Someone, some stage, will do it again, and that's what'll happen, but look... What have we got to round 10? I've got a lot of weeks not to worry about that for a long time yet. All good.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.